Why, this car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why, it's greased lightning.
Greased lightning.
Look at some overhead lifters and four-barrel quads, oh yeah.
We talking, what we talking.
Fuel injection cut up in chrome-plated rods, oh yeah.
I'll get the money, I'll kill you, get the money.
With a four-speed on the floor, never waiting at the door. You know that ain't no shit. They get lost in grease lightning.
Go, 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 go.
Go, grease lightning. You're burning up the quarter mile.
Grease lightning, go, grease lightning.
Go, grease lightning. You're coasting through the hip lap
child. Grease lightning,
go, grease lightning. You are supreme. The chicks are cream.
Go,
grease lightning. We'll get some purple French tail. That's a 30-inch Benz, oh yeah. A Palomino dashboard and jewel like the twins, oh yeah. With new pistons, clubs and shocks, I can get all my rocks. You know that I ain't bragging, she's a real pussy wagon. Grease lightning,
go, go, go.
You're going grease lightning, you're burning up the corner of my.
Grease lightning, go, grease lightning.
Go, grease lightning, you're buzzing through the hip-lap child.
Grease lightning, go, grease lightning.
You are supreme, the chicks are cream.
and Kevin Nash. With that in mind, we take you now back to ring announcer Dangerous Dave Kinzer.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following is a special grudge match as two brothers battle in this one-fall contest. Introducing first, representing the black and white of NWO Hollywood and accompanied to the ring by Buff Bagwell, from Detroit, Michigan, Big Bubba Pump, Scott Steiner!
You know, when this match has taken on many different forms, but it's now come down to brother against brother, and no better battleground than their home state. They are about 50 miles north of here. They're in the Flint Bay City area in Michigan. From that area, so a hometown battle for these two former Michigan Wolverines like today.
But how can we expect this official, that Big Papa Pump Scott Steiner, this NWO referee, to be impartial in this matchup? That's what I'm worried about for the dog-faced gremlin, Rick Steiner.
And I would agree with that. We don't expect him to be impartial, but remember, each and every WCW official has come together to say they will not referee a Scott Steiner match or a Big Papa Pump match ever again.
So they're out to fear their bodies are being torn apart.
Yeah, Mickey J put it best. It's an unsafe working environment for the officials.
So WCW officials, minus one James J. Dillon, who Eric Bischoff fired on Monday, is allowing this NWO Scott Steiner Buff Bagwell official to preside over this match. In effect, they promised to just let him go at it with no referee at all. Would you agree?
That's my pick right there.
Pick for what?
Tonight with them for World 3.
We don't care about your pick. Didn't you hear that earlier?
Welcome.
Well, there. Hi, Hilda. for you. How are you?
I'm fine.
Fine. How about, I got a question for you. I got a question for you here. That leg there, you had that thing on that leg a long time there. That one right there. And don't you think, I mean, no, I'm not pushing you around or nothing. Don't you think that you ought to get mad enough about it where you take it off and start wrestling again, or just tell all these people that you actually were just a liar right from the very beginning?
Just don't you worry. Don't you worry. I'm going to take care of things. I've got somebody I want you to meet.
Wait a second. Before you got someone, you're going to take care of things. You're sitting here with this corncob pipe, and you say you want somebody to meet me, and you're going to take care of business, some kind of blithering idiot.
I said I got somebody I want you to meet.
I don't want to meet nobody.
Uncle Elmer! Uncle Elmer! I got somebody I want you to meet.
Uncle? Well, any friend of yours is a friend of mine.
Get your hands off of me, boy.
Hey, you've been milked today, you big sucker!
And if I say to you tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me. It's to a castle I will take you. Well, what's to be, they say, will be.
And if the wind says, spin, sail away, leave the day way up high in the sky. And it won't, but the wind won't blow. We really shouldn't go. It only goes to show.
Say to me tomorrow, oh, what fun it all would be. Then what's to stop us, pretty baby? But what is and what should never be?
I catch the wind, see it spin, sail away, leave the day way up high in the sky.
What you need so bad.
Thank you.
Tom.
Hi, Vic.
Hi, Tom.
Where were you?
What now?
What's the matter? Television won't work. Where'd you go?
I don't know, went out. Went shopping. Went to my sister's. You know.
What's the matter with you, huh? What's with this kissing on the mouth?
I just said hello. Can I kiss my sister one?
And is she good enough for you? Mom, I don't even kiss mom on the mouth the way you kiss. All of a sudden, you're like a Romeo.
So you're not supposed to kiss your mother on the mouth?
That's what I'm talking about. How's that?
That looks like something. Get back. I can't see nothing with your stomach in the way now. What are you giving me dirty looks for? You're supposed to be a champion. You eat like there's no tomorrow. That's it. Look, get, forgot how long it took you to get to the title, all the years of hard work, huh? You forgot. You're going to defend it next month. Keep eating. Give me dirty looks like I don't know what I'm talking about.
Hey, Joe, what happened when you and Salvi had the Copa that time?
When?
When you gave him a beating.
You mean when I caught his head in the taxi cab door, I was banging it, smacked him with a glass and everything?
Yeah.
I told you about that. Huh?
No.
I never told you?
No, you never told me.
That was no big thing anyway. I smacked him in the mouth. He was drunk. He started some shit. Had to go downtown, straighten it all out with Tommy. It's all forgotten about, supposedly, anyway.
How come you never told me about it?
What didn't have anything to do with you?
Had nothing to do with me?
No.
Who did that have something to do with? Vicky?
Hey, Jack, I just explained the whole thing to you, didn't I?
Yeah.
It was between me and Salvi. If it had anything to do with you and Vicky, I would have told you about it.
That's not what I heard, Joe.
What do you mean that's not what you heard?
That's not what I heard.
What'd you hear?
I heard some things.
You heard about me and Salvi then?
I heard things, Joey.
Yeah, you heard that I cracked Salvi all around. What'd you hear?
I heard things.
What things you heard?
I heard some things.
Hey, you heard things. You want to worry? Don't start that worrying shit. You know what you should worry about? Worry you got this title fight next month. That's what you should worry about. Do that. Christ.
Salvi fuck Vicky?
What?
Salvi fuck Vicky.
Jack, don't
Joe.
Start your shit. No, really, don't start.
Joey, I asked you. Didn't I ask you to keep an eye on
it? And I did keep an eye on it. Yes, I did.
How come you gave him a beat?
I told you that. I told you what that was all about. Didn't have nothing to do with you. He thinks he's a
Joe,
wise guy now.
Joe, don't lie to me.
I'm not lying.
What do I look like to you, huh?
Hey, I'm your brother. You're supposed to believe me. Don't you trust me?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? That's nice.
I don't trust you when it comes to her. I don't trust nobody. Now, tell me, what happened?
I told you exactly what happened. He got out of line, I slapped him around, Tommy straightened it all out, and it's all over.
You give me that look, Joey. I gotta accept your answer, you know? But I'm telling you now, if I hear anything, I swear on our mother, I'm gonna kill somebody. I'm gonna kill somebody, Joey.
Well, go ahead and kill everybody. You're a tough guy. Go kill people. Kill Vicky. Kill Salvi. Kill Tommy Como. Kill me while you're out. What do I care? You're killing yourself the way you eat. You're a fat fuck. Look at you.
What do you mean? I don't understand. What do you mean kill you?
Me. Kill me. Start here. Kill me first. Do me a fucking favor. Because you're driving me crazy. You're a killer. You're a big shot. Just kill. You're a killer.
Excuse me. What do you mean by you, though?
So? What does that mean? Don't mean nothing.
Even you don't even know what you meant by you.
Don't mean nothing.
Joey, that meant something. You mentioned Tommy, you mentioned Salvi, you mentioned you. You included you with them. You could have said anybody, but you said you and them.
You really let this girl ruin your life. Look at you. She really did some job on you. You know how fucking nuts you are? Look what she did to you.
You fucked my wife.
What?
You fucked my wife.
How could you ask me a question like that? How could you ask me? I'm your brother. You ask me that? Where do you get your balls big enough to ask me that?
Just tell me.
I'm not answering you. I'm not gonna answer that. It's stupid.
You're very smart, Joey. You give me all these answers, but you ain't give me the right answer. I'm asking you again. Did you or did you not?
I'm not gonna answer. That's a sick question. You're a sick fuck, and I'm not that sick that I'm gonna answer it. I'm not telling you anything. I'm gonna leave. If Lenore calls, tell her I went home. I'm not staying in this nut house with you. You're a sick bastard. I feel sorry for you. I really do. You know what you should do? Try a little more fucking, a little less eating. You won't have troubles upstairs in your bedroom, and you won't pick it out on me and everybody else. You understand? You're fucking wacko. You're cracking up. Fucking screwball, you.
Sorry, it doesn't work that way. You see, I have to fill out a form and, well, you ate most of it already, so...
You see that sign? It says 100% guaranteed. You know what the meaning of guarantee is? Did they teach you that here?
Sir, if you just wait a minute.
Look, just put your little hand back in the cash register and give me my $2.75 back, please, Brad.
Sir, if you just give me a minute, I'll find the forms. I'll take care of everything.
I don't have a minute. You've made me late enough. I am so tired of dealing with incompetence. It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm gonna kick 100% of your ass.
Is there a problem here? Can I help you, sir?
You bet you have a problem. Your employee here used profanity and threatened me with violence. I'm surprised. I eat here all the time and usually have good service until today. All I wanted was my money back on this breakfast. It was a little undercooked. And he threatens me with violence. Now, I'm going to call your supervisor.
I can take care of it. Mr. Hamilton, did you threaten this customer or use profanity in any way?
He insulted me first. He called me a moron, Dennis.
Answer me. Did you threaten this customer or use profanity in any way?
Yes.
You're fired. I'm very sorry, sir. I'll refund your money right now. Hope you won't hold this against us.
You know how these young kids are these days.
The door for a few minutes, and don't let anyone in without the password.
All right, what is it?
Swordfish is the password, do you understand?
Okay, I got it.
Well, what is it?
Password.
Swordfish! Swordfish!
Right, the swordfish. Piazza, muscles in the room full of faccia dozy pats. Who are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who are you?
I'm fine, too, but you can't come in unless you give the password.
Oh, what is the password?
Oh, no, you gotta tell me. Hey, I tell what I do, I give you three guesses. It's the name of a fish.
Is it Mary?
Ha ha!
That's no fish.
She isn't. Well, she drinks like one. Let me see. Is it sturgeon?
Hey, you're crazy. Sturgeon, he's a doctor who cuts you open when you're sick. Now, I give you one more chance.
I got it. Haddock.
That's funny. I got a haddock, too.
What do you take for a haddock?
Well, now, sometimes I take aspirin, or sometimes I take a calomel.
Say, I'd walk a mile for a calomel.
You mean chocolate calomel. I like that, too, but you know, guess it. Hey, what's the matter? You don't understand English? You can't come in here unless you say swordfish. Now, I give you one more guess.
Swordfish. I think I got it. Is it swordfish?
That's it. You guess it.
Pretty good, huh?
Fine. You guess it.
What do you want?
I
want
to come in.
What's the password?
Oh, you're no fool of me. Swordfish.
No, I got tired of that. I changed it.
What's the password now?
Gee, I forgot it. I better come outside with you.
Hey, here comes my pop. Hey, Pinky, you know the password?
Get out. That's no way to go in with a speakeasy. That's the way you come out.
Who's going to settle for these drinks?
Your stock.
Can you cash a check for $15.22?
Sure. Five, 10, 15, and 22.
Thanks. As soon as I get a check for $15.22, I'll send it to you. Swordfish.
the WWF champion before.
Uh-oh.
The first blood match at the King of the Ring was Kane. And now it's time for the Phenom.
Away above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh why?
day.